What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 20th episode of Going Deep with Aaron Watson. Today's episode is a little different from the previous 19. There is no guest. What today's episode is going to be all about is just updating everybody on the current status of the show, what I'm working on, what I've learned, basically give an inventory of what's been going on so far, and chart a path moving forward. It's been a absolutely awesome ride so far. I've been having an absolute blast. I've met so many amazing, interesting, helpful, beautiful people, and I'm excited to meet a whole lot more. Before I jump into all the different things I want to make sure I cover, I need to start off by thanking some of the new 5-star reviews that came in. So I need to thank Carolyn Normal for coming in with a 5-star review. Said it was eloquent and professional, which I really appreciate. Also, Jack Zach, the 5-star review, said I do a great job interviewing, allowing the guest the space to speak, and interjecting comments that are intelligent and add to the conversation. So thank you very much, Jack. And finally, P. Earls, thank you, says it's easy and enjoyable to listen to. Always looking forward to the new releases. P. Earls, you can continue to expect new releases. Our plan moving forward is to release 2 episodes per week. If everything goes according to schedule and I don't mess anything up too badly, should always be Monday and Wednesday mornings. If we happen to book a lot of guests and get more people interviewed than I anticipate, we'll release a 3rd episode. When that'll be, I couldn't tell you. But there's a lot of exciting people coming down the pipe that I will be interviewing, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But a quick review, we've got over 35 ratings and 31 reviews, which is amazing. It's been less than 2 months. We've only put out 20 episodes, so it means people out there are really enjoying what they're listening to. And to everyone out there who's left a rating review, I'm really, really thankful for that. As a reminder, those ratings and reviews go to help the show climb up the iTunes search algorithms. So what's important is, you know, if someone searches Aaron Watson, I would hope that my show is the first to come up. There aren't any other Aaron Watsons out there doing podcasting. But as the show grows, the goal is that if someone searches entrepreneurship or ultimate frisbee or lifestyle design or maybe the specific names of other guests that we've had on the show. So if someone searches Bobby Fry or other folks that have been on, I'd hope that the show and that episode are the first things that pop up on the list. The way Apple's algorithm works for iTunes is that it's based upon downloads, ratings, and reviews. I know I've said this a couple times. I apologize to those of you out there who are like, Aaron, I've heard you say this 20 times. Shut up. I'm sorry. I'm guessing most of the people listening have listened to episodes previously. This would probably be the first episode you tune into. But those algorithms are very important because they get the show more downloads, get exposure to new ears, new folks out there, and just help with a first impression. If a show's got a bunch of 5-star reviews, when you pull up the page, you'll think to yourself, hey, this can't be too terrible. So the guests that we've had on the show already have been from a really interesting, diverse set of backgrounds, and I continue to hope to find new, interesting people from all sorts of different backgrounds with whom I can interview. We've had a venture capitalist on, we've had a restaurateur, we've had a writer that's gone viral, we've had CEOs, we've had folks building nonprofits and entrepreneurs building online businesses, we've had coaches, we've had athletes, we've had a bunch of people who are really blazing their own unique trail and not playing exclusively from the playbook that someone else wrote. And that's what I've really found to be the unifying theme and the unifying objective of future guests that I find. I want to find people that are, you know, marching to the beat of their own drum, writing their own playbook, doing it live in their own unique way. Because I think that that's something a lot of you out there aspire to do. And it requires a little bit of inspiration and motivation. So someone you hear who started their online business, you're probably not going to start the exact same one, but maybe there's 2 or 3 helpful tidbits or goals to aspire to that you can incorporate into your own plan and your own dreams and your own forward thinking. So Hopefully, you found some value and some help with that. What I want to do now is go over what I've learned, what I've done well, and what I really need to work on. I'm very self-critical. I'm very hard on myself. So the what I need to work on section was very easy. I felt like I could put almost every single thing involving the show in that section. So the process of acknowledging what I've learned and also acknowledging what I've done well just for me has been valuable and made me slightly more cheerful. So I'm thankful for that. I encourage you to do that as well, whether you're working on a specific project or just generally doing a review of the past 6 months, year, of everything you've learned, everything, all the ways that you've grown. It puts a lot of things in perspective, and it just really gets me excited to think about the things I'm going to learn in the next 2, 4, 6 months. But what I've learned, the two big ones have been, number one, just do it. There was a long period where I just kind of fantasized about having my own podcast. There was a almost as long period where I said to myself, oh, that's something I'll probably do eventually, just not right now. And then even once I decided to buy the domain name, buy the podcasting equipment, buy the online course, do the research, learn how to start a podcast, how to actually make it happen, there was still hesitation. I waited to release my first podcast for weeks. I had it recorded. I had it completed. I had the music. I had the intro, the outro, all that good stuff. And I was frankly afraid to put it out there, to put yourself out there to, you know, despite the fact that this was something I knew I wanted to do, that I knew this was something I was excited about, it was daunting to actually take that first step. And the big lesson, I mean, I took away from that other than just do it, is that the waiting is the most miserable part. The waiting is when you overthink, you drive yourself crazy, and you make yourself miserable for nothing. And look what's happened. The episodes have gone out there. I'm sure not every single person that's listened to it is going to come back. I'm sure that not every single person that's listened to it has absolutely loved it. But we're seeing our subscriber numbers go up. I'm seeing the guests that are coming in more and more excited. I'm seeing download numbers continue to increase. The really cool thing is I can track day-to-day, month-to-month, and geographical stats around who's downloading the episodes. And you know, one of the things that's blown me away is that this is getting heard all around the world. We have downloads in Korea, Argentina, Austria, a number of other countries that are escaping my memory at the moment. But thank you to everyone out there who's listening, particularly the international fans. This is getting recorded on August 21st, and I started this at the beginning of July. In the month of July, I got just around 1,000 downloads for the show, and I've already surpassed that, more than a 12% increase in downloads as of the 21st of August for this month, and I've still got 10 days left. So the growth in listeners, in people who are getting exposed to the show, listening to it, checking it out, is really cool to see. And it's really cool to see that there are subscribers who are listening regularly. Every morning that I release an episode, before 9 a.m., there's downloads for every episode. And that's because there's people who are keeping up with it. And those of you out there who identify with that, I am so, so grateful. If you want to ever reach out to me, Twitter, email, anything, I would love to hear your thoughts on the show, things I can be doing better, guests you'd like to hear. One of the cool things is that on some Reddit posts, we've had people say, you know, I'd really like to hear from this person. I've gone out and targeted those people and made a couple of them already a reality. David Hogan was one of those guests. But there's also other people who are kind of in the works that we're working on getting in, who people have requested. So if there's someone you want to hear, that lights a fire under my belly. And it makes me want to go make that guest a reality, because I know that that'll be someone you want to hear from. So the other thing I've learned is that networking is so, so, so important. You put yourself out there, and it can be daunting sometimes to go to the event where you don't know anybody, to contact the people that maybe are on the outer fringes of your social network, or to even just ask the guests, these people that I've just met, to also introduce me to other guests. So that's all been challenging, but it's so important. It's everything. There's an aphorism. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And some people see that as a negative thing, and yeah, that can be limiting for certain people in certain situations, but it's also a huge opportunity. It's if I feel like my knowledge, my expertise comes up short in some way, everybody out there can go meet someone new. Everyone out there can go introduce yourself to someone new, put yourself out there, and build your tribe, build your social network. It's not sociopathic, I'm going out there just to like extract value from this person that I meet. It's things like what episode 3's guest Larry Joy said. You're always connecting the dots and creating an amazing network and inspiring connections between other people. That's going to come back to you. I've met a number of amazing people in the last 2 months who live by that mantra and live by that life philosophy. And they are some of the most well-networked, accomplished, well-regarded people out there. And it comes from their selfless desire to connect and help others. So I'm going to continue to try to be that person. Thank you, Larry, for being an inspiration. Thank you, Kit Mueller, for being an inspiration. Thank you to all the other people who have helped me out. Which brings me to what I've done well, and I will say that networking has gone very well in the first 2 months of the show. To give a couple examples, episode 7's guest, David Vatz, is a good friend of mine. He was on the show and afterwards introduced me to episode 18's guest, Melissa Whitmer. He didn't know her that well, but she has an online business. They'd connected in a previous engagement through Ultimate Frisbee, and he just made an introduction. I didn't ask him to. I said, you know, if you ever think of interesting people that would be great guests, let me know. But I didn't say specifically, hey, introduce me to Melissa. And he just took it upon himself to do that. Introduced me to her. She was incredibly receptive. And Victor Jimenez, guest number 13, got introduced to me through Melissa. And so I scheduled a recording with Melissa, and before we could even get to that, before we could even execute on that, because her schedule was busy, it took her a couple weeks to make it happen, she said, you should interview Victor. I'm going to make an introduction right now. He'd be great. And Victor, you know, had a little more schedule flexibility. We recorded within a week, and Victor's episode has been one of my most downloaded episodes. How did I get there? I didn't know Victor. I'm not even from Eastern PA, which is where he resides. Vatz introduced me to Melissa, who introduced me to Victor. And that has been incredibly helpful for me. It's helped my show grow and meeting new people and learning a lot through the conversations with them. But that's amazing. It happened again. Kenny Chen, who has not been a guest, hopefully will be a guest sometime in the near future, is on the Pittsburgh Young Professionals membership committee with me. He's actually the chair of the committee. I'm a member of that committee. And when I told my fellow committee members in April that I was starting a podcast and it was going to be kind of about entrepreneurship, people in Pittsburgh, interesting folks, he jumped on it. He sent me an email saying you should check out all these different people and made personal introductions to a few people, including episode 1 and episode 9 guests, Lee No and Po Shen Lo. And they really didn't even know Kenny that well. They acknowledged that, you know, Kenny was new in town. He just met them recently, but that type of introduction was really powerful. I don't know if they would have agreed to record with me if I just cold called them off the bat, but there's power to someone saying, hey, this guy's doing this project. You should check it out. You should be involved. That was the exact quote that Scott Rogerson, episode 12's guest, said to me. He was also introduced to me by Kenny, and he said, you know, I don't really know Kenny that well. I met him, but he seemed like a really smart, hardworking, thoughtful guy. And when he said that this was something I should really do and made the introduction, I trusted him. And after going through everything, he said how thankful he was for the opportunity, how much fun he had, how he thought it was a valuable experience. And he introduced me to Zach Malone, who was the guest for episode 16. So you can see how there's this almost snowballing momentum effect of the networking and the introductions that people are making for me. And part of it is I need more guests. So there's partially that motivation behind everything, but it's also the desire to meet other great people in this community. It's really energizing for me to meet and potentially in the future help fellow trailblazers who are out there. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help Scott Rogerson someday or Victor one day. you know, they may be too far ahead of me that I could ever help them. But they've set that precedent where if they needed something, if they gave me a call, an email, a text, and said, hey, Aaron, I'm working on this. Can you write a review or can you read this and tell me how it sounds or anything like that? I would do it because of the incredible generosity that they have displayed for me. Similarly, Adam Hareton, a member of my mastermind group, introduced me to Larry, who's episode 3, who introduced me to Ian, who's episode 15. Those guys are great. I'm excited to work further and learn more about and develop relationships with Larry and Ian and Jason Miller, who's also a friend of theirs. But the forthcoming guests that are coming down the pipe that I mentioned were pretty exciting, have also come to me in very similar ways through networking attempts, through, you know, reaching out to people, asking for help, just getting coffee with people, seeing if we might be able to work together. I've gotten coffee with folks and we kind of agreed probably didn't make sense to do a podcast episode right now, but maybe sometime in the future. Coming down the pipe within the next 10 to 15 episodes, we're going to have a record-setting female hiker on the show. We're going to have the voice of the sport of Ultimate Frisbee on the show. We're going to have the chief technical officer and co-founder of one of the most innovative companies in the country. We're going to have a financial blogger with a significant following who's also the director of research at a wealth management institution. We're going to have a guy who started his own wilderness survival school on the show. And all these folks are only coming on the show because of the outgoing energy that I've turned up in my own body. I already had a great social network of friends, teammates, colleagues, but I've just ramped that up. So getting back to things I've done well, that's really been probably the biggest strength. And then the other thing that I think I've done well has been question prep. So before every episode, I prepare questions, a huge list of questions. I usually don't get to ask all of them for the guests. And one of the things that gives me a little jolt of happiness is when before they can answer, they say, wow, that's a good question. Because that makes me think, at least I'm making them think. I think the next level is maybe just getting someone to take a long pause and not really even saying that, just kind of really tapping them, but who knows if that's really better or not. Which finally gets me to things that I need to work on. This is probably the biggest list, and I, you know, we'll probably constantly be adding to this, but related to the podcast, the sound quality has to continue to improve. The first few episodes were 100% unedited, and that was dumb. I thought what people would want would be something with no edits, with no fluff, utterly and totally transparent. And while that's definitely what people want, they also want something that doesn't sound like crap. And, you know, when there's basic things you can do to just make it sound better and not be cutting out answers or reworking things to make them interpret a different way, that improves the quality of an episode. So I've worked on that. I hope you've noticed the sound quality go up marginally over the 20 episodes so far. I'm going to continue to work on that, and I appreciate those of you out there who have emailed me with suggestions, with feedback for how to make the episodes better. I'm going to continue to implement those things. Another thing I need to improve on is the advertising and marketing associated with the show. So I've put a lot out there. What every guest does is they share the episode with their network through email lists, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and the like. But beyond that, there's not a lot of ways that the show is finding new ears, finding new people to engage with. So that's a big focus for me in the coming months. I have a couple strategies that if you follow along on Twitter and Instagram, you'll see me implementing, and I'm going to be very straightforward and transparent with all of that. Another thing I need to work on is tonality. I think in the conversations, my tonality is pretty good, but I can be a little monotone sometimes, particularly with the intros and outros. And really the big thing there is that I'm a guy who talks with my hands. I make facial expressions, but you're not seeing that in a podcast form. It's all the energy that's projected through my voice. So I'm going to try to focus more on that. Right now I'm even talking with my hands despite the fact that no one can see me. So when I notice myself talking with my hands, I'm going to try to push that energy back into my voice and be a little more interesting for you guys. But it really comes down to being passionate about what I'm talking about, and I am. And just kind of letting that flow, not holding that back. The last couple things that we need to discuss are what you can expect in the future of the show. Number one, you can expect more badass guests from around the country. A lot of the initial guests were from Pittsburgh, and I continue to want to honor and highlight entrepreneurs, athletes, interesting folks from the city of Pittsburgh. That's where my network lies. That's where a lot of great stories lie. And I'm going to continue to work to uncover those and share them with you. But I am going to be doing more Skype interviews as I travel for Frisbee tournaments, other trips that I'm taking associated with some of the other work that I do. I'm going to be finding guests all around the country and, you know, just continuing to find the stories of those trailblazers, because that's the most important thing for me. There's going to also be more challenges on my blog, which you can follow along at goingdeepwithaaron.com. First challenge that I did was a polyphasic sleep schedule. There is a squatting challenge that's going to be coming in the same week that this episode is released, so I encourage you to check that out. If you go to the website, there's a tab on the side where it has different categories. You'll see different experiment type posts that you can check out if you want to join along. And you can also, maybe not in the immediate future, but in the near future, expect some more video and Periscope projects. I want to start doing some video Periscope type stuff. Not sure precisely what that'll look like, but that will be coming, so stay tuned for that. If you've now listened to the over 20 minutes of me monologuing and just kind of ranting, you're someone who cares about the show, and I really appreciate you for that. I imagine most of you have already left a rating and review. If you haven't, then please go do that. I've already explained why it's important to me, but if you have, just thank you again. That means so, so much to me. The other thing that you can do, if you're wondering, hey, Aaron, how can I support the show? There are a couple really simple ways. The one that I want to challenge you to do at the end of this episode is email a different episode to a friend, a family member, a teammate, or a colleague, and explain to them why they would enjoy that specific episode. When you do that, copy me on the email, CC me on the email at goingdeepaaron@gmail.com. I want to be a part of that conversation. I would love that introduction to a new potential listener. And if you know them and know that, hey, I know that they have some interest in food, send them the Bobby Fry episode. Sharing those episodes would mean so much to me. Also, email or tweet at me critiques you have, suggestions, introductions to potential guests, or challenges you'd like to see me try. At this stage of the game, it's probably the best time to do that. I will be very likely to fix or make any of those things happen. And finally, you can just keep listening. I'm so appreciative for you sharing some of your time and listening to this podcast. It has been an absolute blast working on it so far. It's only confirmed that this is a passion for me and something I'm excited, really, really excited to continue in the future. Until next time, we just went deep with yours truly, Aaron Watson. Have a great day, everybody.